You're listening to a Countout Podcast. You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
Hold one. Arm drag.
Don't tell me.
Welcome to Hit the Books, the only weekly realistic fantasy booking podcast in the universe. I am your host, Ryan Nainsey, and with me, as always, is the man of a thousand nicknames, Mikey Manfredi. Mikey, welcome episode two, baby!
Season three, episode two, SmackDown vs. Raw, coming at you live!
Quote, unquote. Quote, unquote, live. In front of a packed house. In our universe, that's right. No virus in our universe, baby.
This week we're in. Last week we were in Buffalo.
Don't we know where we technically, I guess, were last week based on that 2K outcome?
We were in Buffalo, New York last week.
Is that what it was?
From the 2K, yeah. Remember, because we were like, "Ooh, it's chilly out here."
I don't remember any of my bits.
we were in Buffalo, New York. And this week we're in.
What's close to Buffalo? Boston.
The wrestling capital, the hardcore wrestling capital of the world, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Philadelphia, baby. Shouts out to Drewy Gooks.
I actually have a Drewy Gook match, hometown hero, on this card.
Oh, very nice. So you knew.
Completely didn't plan that. I'm not going to lie to you.
Oh, dang. Well, Mikey, thank you, everybody, for listening to this week's episode of Hit the Books. Mikey, you know, we're two episodes in booking Raw versus SmackDown. We did have a poll on our Twitter at Hit the Books Pod, where our listeners could go and vote on who they think had a better card on the previous episode. The listeners have voted, and let me see if I can get like the numbers of the poll, for you here, Mikey. But the winner of last week's poll, to determine who gets the power of the randomizer this week, was in fact Mikey Manfredi with 55.6% of the vote.
Oh yeah, bringing SmackDown to its former 2016 glory, baby.
Oh, damn, like literally eking out a victory on that one, Mikey. You know, it just goes to show, maybe Roman versus Brock wasn't the most popular thing, but
listen, I can't say I didn't warn you. I did. I tried to warn you.
You did. And the randomizer did help you by giving you a Samoa Joe United States title match where he won it.
So, I have another United States title match this week as well.
Oh,
teaser.
Many teases coming out the old boy today.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I like it. Yeah. The audience has voted. You have voted, listeners, and the winner of this week's last week's episode was, in fact, Mikey Manfredi, which means this week he will have the randomizer in his grasp. He will be able to use it on me at the end of the show and ruin my entire card.
I'm excited.
I'm not, or I am. I guess, you know what we could do, Mikey? I was thinking about it. I think the loser should present their card first. That way we can roll the randomizer right after the loser presents their card. And then that gives them your card to come up with ideas.
Sure. I like that. Let's do that.
Yeah, I think maybe that's the best course of action.
And also, I went first last week, so I think it's your
also true. That's also true. I'm not gonna lie. I thought I had a pretty solid card last week, and I'm upset that I didn't. But I guess I was building a lot of stuff. I don't know. I had Edge on my show, people. Edge, the rated R superstar.
Superstar.
Yeah, but a big swerve angle at the end there. Oh man. But yeah, Mikey, besides all that, how are you doing, my man?
I'm doing great. I am ready to book. I have a nice card in front of me. I can't wait to share it, and I can't wait to hear what you got in mind.
Yeah, you know, I
especially after the chaos that was last week.
Oh my god, yeah, fucking Brock Lesnar stealing the WWE Championship. Thanks, thank you, Vince. Hashtag thank you, Vince. Yeah, no, I'm doing good. You know, quarantine life. Hashtag, and I got So we went at our job today at the time of recording. We went. Someone came in today and said that. Apparently, it was like the first day they were talking to our owner. We didn't know about this at the time because our owner forgets to tell us some things sometimes. That apparently there was someone set up at the back with like they were doing social distancing food carts.
They stole my idea.
Well, not your idea.
How dare they?
Not your idea specifically, but the idea of it was like fruit and veg in bin, like basket bin things.
Oh, that's neat.
That they were selling at the back of the car for like $25 each. I walked away, my friend, with a head of lettuce, 4 tomatoes, an onion, two cucumbers, 2 ginormous carrots, 2 squash, 2 eggplants, 2 apples, a pair of pears, and an orange. No, 2 oranges.
A pair of pears.
A pair of pears. It was, I was like, this is great. I was just walking away like a happy kid. I was like, look at all my fruit and veg. It was so good.
Look at all these fresh veggies.
Yeah, and I would, you know what, and... No, and here on the Hit the Books, we're looking at the positives of life, and that one was a positive. I was like, you know, if the world wasn't like it was today, I would not be walking home right now with a giant thing of fruit and veg that I got for $25.
Another positive in life is the other day I ordered Domino's,
ooh,
and they sent me a coupon for a free pizza, so I got pizza for dynamite tonight.
Yeah, baby. Another positive is, of course, I went to Taco Bell for the 3rd week in a row on Tuesdays. Because Tuesdays is every... Again, I'm telling you... Thank
Me
you,
too.
Mikey. Nice. I'm telling you, people. Every Tuesday at Taco Bell is a free Doritos Locos Taco. This week, Mikey, this week was a free spicy Doritos Locos Taco.
Fiery. I think the fiery Doritos Locos Taco might change the game.
Really?
I think it might top the Cool Ranch. I gotta try it.
I haven't had the Cool Ranch, so I would have to.
Try it yet, but I need to try it.
Yeah, it was good. I think it was better to me. This Taco Bell. This is the Taco Bell corner. This is the
low key. If we ever get a Patreon, this is our Patreon content. Taco Bell podcast.
Yes. Okay, so this is the
I'm dead fucking serious.
Mikey, don't cut this out. I think keep this in. Keep this in. It's called advertising. I think with Red Circle, we can do, like, paid content, I think. I have to look that up.
Listen.
Paid
Taco. Listen, Taco Bell pod. I'm in.
Taco pod. It's called the Taco Bell count.
Outside the pod, Ryan.
Think outside the pod. That's definitely something. Yeah, exclusive content. You can do that through Red Circle. So update on Taco Bell to the Taco Bell outside the pod teaser. Think outside the pod. So last week I had the normal nacho cheese, and I was okay on it. I thought the advantages of the flavor did not outweigh the negatives of nacho cheese fingers. This week I had the spicy one. I liked it more. I didn't put any of the salsa on it, or sauce on it this week because, you know, I was like, it's spicy. I'm not sure how spicy it is because I was like, I've never had it before. But I bit into it, and I was like, this is good. I really did not have that much nacho cheese fingerings afterwards, which was interesting. But it was good. I liked it. Yeah. Technically, I did order a normal nacho cheese taco because I didn't really want the spicy one, but they gave it to me anyways. So, thank you, I guess.
I don't care what you think. If you want a free taco, it's got to be fiery.
Yes. And, you know, new updates is apparently this Friday, by the time this episode comes out. If you're listening to this episode live on the Friday, if you're listening to it a day later, it's Saturday and you screwed up. But Friday, apparently, according to the Wendy's app notification that I got recently, I think it was on Monday, Friday at Wendy's, you can get a free spicy chicken nuggets container at Wendy's through the drive-thru, obviously.
Just saying, I, until like maybe like a couple months ago have never tried the spicy chicken nuggets from Wendy's. They are a fucking game changer.
Are they?
They're so fucking good.
I was like, I have no interest in doing it, but if they're that good, maybe I should change. Maybe I should change my standards.
I was like, oh, they're all hype. There's no, I don't know why everyone's hyping these up so much. And then I tried them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. I honestly, if someone was like, where would you rather have chicken nuggets from? Would you rather have the classic McNugget or would you rather have a Wendy's spicy nug? I gotta go with the Wendy's spicy nug.
I mean, I'll go with a Wendy's normal nug over a McDonald's nug any day.
Okay, I think McDonald's nugs get too much hate. I think they're fine.
I think they're fine. I'm not saying I hate them. I'm just saying
sometimes a McNugget hits the spot.
If a Wendy's nugget is like a 4 on the meatball scale, which is we're just confusing of more foods, a McDonald's nug is like a 2.5. It's fine. It's good. It can get me through the day. It's decent. It's, you know, I get the usual order. I get a double cheeseburger meal, medium fry, medium Coke, and then a single 4-piece nugget. And that's what I eat from McDonald's every single time I go there.
I watched a stream where a human being
I hope
tried to eat 100 nuggets at one McDonald's nugget per minute.
Hold on. 100 nuggets at one
nugget per minute. Every minute they had another nug.
What is that called? For 100 minutes, you said?
It was one nugget every minute, and he tried to eat 100 nuggets. He called it the Nugget Centurion.
Yes. Yes. The Centurion. So I know what that is. Centurion, he did a Nugget Centurion because a normal Centurion is doing sips of beer every minute.
It was a Nuggy Centurion.
Yeah, I know someone. There was a podcast I listened to that did that frequently. I forget what the name of the podcast was, but they would do that. They did Power Hours, which was the same idea, but a beer for every a sip of beer every minute for 60 minutes. A Centurion's just terror, and they were gone. they were real fucked up after a bit. And it's just fun listening to a sober people at the beginning of an episode and drunk people at the end. It's like, oh Jesus,
oh, incredible.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Everybody. Anyway, we're not a fast food podcast.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Exclusive content coming to Red Circle. Let's get into the show, Mikey. I lost last week, which means I'm going to start. And let's start off with none other than Broccoli Lenzer and
Brock Lesnar.
Thank you. I'm going to need you to do that again in a moment. And Paul Heyman, of course, the new WWE champion. Open up Raw. Not Paul Heyman, but Brock Lesnar is the WWE champion. I should make that clear.
Paul Heyman, the new WWE champion.
Yeah,
who pinned Roman Reigns. There's your new swerve.
Yeah, if you missed last week, Paul Heyman pinned
Finger
Roman
poke
Reigns.
Of doom. Paul Heyman wins it off of Brock Lesnar.
Okay, where was it? Heyman says that after the travesty that happened at WrestleMania and what befell the great Vincent Kennedy McMahon, Heyman said that there was money left on the table. So because he and his advocate, he is an advocate for his client, Brock Lesnar, Brock Lesnar, a man that loves money, much like himself and Vince McMahon, they came to a deal. Get the title off Roman and give it to Brock. Done deal. And guess what? We did that last week. And now Raw is run by your reigning and defending WWE champion, Mikey.
Brock Lesnar.
Oh, very good. Just more sips of water there. However, I'm coughing. However, there is an asterisk now, says Paul Heyman.
It never used to hurt, and now it hurts.
Mm-hmm. Paul Heyman says there's an asterisk now, because as of now, my client will never accept any challenge from Roman Reigns here henceforth. That's right, Roman. You can try all you want. You will never challenge for the WWE Championship ever again. Opening promo done. Moving
Incredible.
On to the next match.
I like it. That was good. I like Paul Heyman. Of course, Paul Heyman on the mic is going to be good. Mm-hmm. Like, he's a monster on the mic. He's so good. Yeah. And I love what he does, the "you're reigning, defending, undisputed." And it's just, he just goes on a long list. Mm-hmm. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of whenever David Starr comes to the ring and he has like the whole list of things that they have to say before he comes in.
Yeah, it's like getting over a phrase where David Starr get over a bunch of names, nicknames and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm surprised we never did that and he took any of his nicknames when we were doing
the 104 Minute Man.
I don't even know what that's referencing to.
Me neither. I was going to ask you that, and now I'm pissed that you don't know either.
I have to look it up. So that's the promo. To make it clear, Mikey, what I'm saying is because of a contract dispute, no matter, like, Roman can't just get a title shot now. Brock and Paul and Vince are like, nope, no title shot for you, buddy.
No, never. No Roman ever again.
Yeah, so basically he's banned from challenging for the WWE Championship now. So
bold move. Yeah. I mean, not a bold move. It's fair. Because
it's a bold
why
booking
would they
move.
Want that?
It's a bold booking move is what it is.
Yeah.
Moving on to match number one. It is Naomi taking on Liv Morgan. Of course, Liv Morgan lost to Bianca Belair last week. And she loses to Naomi this week when during the match, Bianca Belair comes out and distracts Liv Morgan to help Naomi pick up the win.
Nice.
Yeah, it's very, very simple match here. Next up, we have a segment featuring the women's champion, Alexa Bliss, and not her friend, Nia Jax. Jax says that she is going to win the Money in the Bank so that she can help defend her friend's title, because that's what friends are for.
Nice.
Yeah, just a simple promo. Did I say, I said, I said who was in the Money in the Bank match, didn't I? I feel like I said that.
I believe you did last week.
I announced it last week. Becky Lynch, Nia Jax, Shayna Baszler, and Carmella.
Yes.
Yes. So Nia Jax is like, I'm going to win it because then I can, you know, they were covered on two sides with me having the thing and then Bliss having the title. Next up is a match with the War Raiders in their debut match taking on the B Team. Go, go, go.
Are they called the War Raiders or the Viking Raiders?
What are they called in real life?
In real life, they're the Viking Raiders. In NXT, they were the War Raiders.
Okay, they're the Viking Raiders.
Listen. War Raiders is better. We know this.
Are they the Viking Raiders? Hold on.
Yeah.
I'm gonna double check.
They're the Viking Raiders in real life. They couldn't let them keep war. Then they were the Viking Experience, which was fucking
stupid.
Yeah,
but their bit is like war. Like,
well, everyone still does it because they remember the War Raiders and how much better the War Raiders were.
I'm going to double check because I'm like, hold on. Yes.
Ryan, I'm like, okay. Yeah, no, it's okay. You can check, but I'm like 100% sure they're the Viking Raiders now.
No, I mean, I'll take your word for it.
Because they didn't want war on the main roster.
What are the names? Eric and Ivar. Okay, where's my E section?
They also
E's
just
at?
Changed their name straight up, which was funny.
Yeah. Where are my E's at? Bio. The Viking Raiders. Damn it.
See?
Dang it. Okay, yeah. The goddamn Viking Raiders. What do I pay attention to? Okay, so the Viking Raiders, they're taking on B Team, go, go, go. The Viking Raiders, during this match, the Disciples are watching the match from backstage.
I like it.
And the Viking Raiders win. They, you know,
hey, let's go, Viking Raiders.
Of course they're going to win their debut match. And they're against the B Team.
B Team, no.
Oh, jeez. Next up, a video package, just another one. Rhea Ripley's coming to Raw.
Nice.
You know, just keep teasing while I can.
I love it.
Match number three, Becky Lynch taking on Natalya. Again, Shayna Baszler's watching this match from the back. Shayna Baszler's
at an awkward angle.
Oh, you know it. Shayna Baszler seeming to scope out some competition since coming to Raw, and she's scoping out Becky Lynch, probably, because Becky Lynch picks up the victory over Natalya.
All right, Becky Lynch coming, getting her winning ways back.
Yeah, getting some momentum, getting some of the winning ways back after her loss at WrestleMania, and momentum heading into Money in the Bank.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, we got a segment, backstage segment, with Sheamus, and says that he wasn't supposed to be on Raw. He was supposed to stay on SmackDown, but he pleaded with WWE officials to move him to Raw. Why?
Oh, interesting.
Why? And then he slaps his head. Here's why. because his quest is not over. His quest to become the Intercontinental Champion has not ended.
Oh, nice.
He will become a Grand Slam. I wrote Glam Slam. Grand Slam. He will become...
Beth Phoenix on Raw!
I can't wait for this money feud, Sheamus versus Beth Phoenix. He will become a Grand Slam champion, and he will not rest until the IC Championship is around his waist. Then Aleister Black walks up, who is, of course, making his debut here, and stares at Sheamus, eyes him down, and says that he was the longest reigning NXT champion, probably in our universe. I'm not entirely positive if he was. I think he is.
That seems correct, yes. But I don't know enough to dispute it.
Yes, to undispute it. So he says that your chances of winning the IC title will fade to black, and then bing, bang, boom.
Nice.
And next up, we have a men's Money in the Bank qualifier. This is Andrade with, of course, Zelina Vega by his side against Ricochet.
Ooh, love that match.
Yeah, Andrade picks up the victory here over Ricochet after the match while Ricochet's on the ground getting up, going to the back. After the match, King Corbin lays out Ricochet.
Oh, damn. Setting up a King Corbin-Ricochet feud, I guess.
Yeah, baby.
Wow. The former King Ricochet.
Yes, former King Ricochet going after...
Current King Ricochet.
Oh, God, too many kings. Triple H comes in, the King of Kings, and then he's like...
Oh, it's the best.
Yeah, and we're going to throw in Sheamus in there. My cat's freaking out over here. Just ran across.
I heard.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, King Corbin lays out Ricochet. Andrade is now joining Daniel Bryan in the men's Money in the Bank match.
Money in the Bank has become tranquilo.
Very nice. Next up is a backstage segment. This is Roman Reigns. He's on the phone with his lawyer. They're talking about what are Roman's options regarding getting back a match for the WWE Championship. Roman learns that, you know, he just has to find... He has to figure out a way to... He won't be given an opportunity to get a title shot. He has to sort of earn his way back. Because Paul Heyman is now allowing Roman to have a shot.
He never said Brock couldn't challenge me.
True. Or, you know, he's like, there's something where he is forced to have a match, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He needs to find another way into a title shot. At that moment, Andrade and Zelina Vega walk up to Roman, and they taunt the fact that Andrade will be taking off the WWE Championship from Brock when he wins Money in the Bank, and then sort of laughs in Roman's face and then leaves. Mikey, you're pointing at your noodle.
I think that may have given Roman an idea.
I've given him a little idea.
A certain idea.
Yes, yes. Thoughts on my card so far before I get
into the main event. I'm liking it. I like this King Corbin Ricochet feud. Building. I like Andrade in the Money in the Bank match. That's neat. And I like that Roman's trying to get his way back up to the WWE title.
Yes, yes. Hype up my card so I get more votes in the polls. next up in our main event, Mikey, it's a debut match. AJ Styles taking on Aleister Black, one-on-one, baby.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh, that's a spicy one.
Ooh, I love it. Ooh. Tasty.
Yeah, and in this main event matchup, Aleister Black picks up the victory by defeating AJ Styles. After the match, AJ's, you know, he's upset. You know, he's slapping the canvas. He's sort of mad about it.
I see the finishing spot, yes, now, Ryan. Right? Styles going up for that phenomenal forearm, and then Aleister Black hits him with a black mass out of the sky and pins him.
Oh, yeah, baby. Whew. AJ Whew. Got. Whew. He got, and he's mad about it. He's upset about it. And, yeah, that's my card. That's Monday Night Raw for you, baby.
I love it. I love that main event.
Yeah. Yes. Sorry, I'm moving my drink across the microphone. My mistake. What am I, a professional podcaster?
I love that main event for sure. I love Aleister Black taking on AJ Styles, and just that match is going to be good no matter what, because both of those guys rule.
Yeah, yeah. I think this match will be better than the real life counterpart. The real life counterpart was not as good as I remember it. I forget where they had it, but I remember we did it. I think we talked about it on the show. Might have been like SummerSlam, Survivor. I don't remember. I remember they did it at one point.
It was on pay-per-view.
But yeah, Aleister Black main event. And yeah, that's Monday Night Raw. So yeah, I guess ruin my life and hit that randomizer.
I guess ruin me, Daddy. Let's click that randomizer. Boop. Let's see what you got.
I hate that I said that. I hate that audio file exists now.
All right, yes. Ryan. The randomizer has chosen
for 700 weeks.
Nobody's injured. It's all okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. But one of your matches has to be a title match.
Has to be a title match? Doesn't necessarily
have. You have to book a title match on Raw.
Okay. 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 It doesn't have to be a title change. Mm-hmm. It just has to be a title match.
Be a title match. Yes.
Okay. That may help me here, but sure. Yeah, okay, while I think of ideas, let's go over SmackDown. But before we get to the next matchup here, Mikey, I got a little PSA for all of you at home. We said we're not going to talk about it at the beginning much, but, you know, we still need to talk about it. And right here, I got a PSA right in front of me. Where's that paper? Right, there it is. I want to go read it out for you. It's about COVID-19, better known as coronavirus. This virus has spread throughout the world. Symptoms of this respiratory disease may include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. These symptoms, they can show up 2 to 14 days after exposure. That's right. If you've been in contact with another person, these symptoms might not show up 2 to 2 weeks after you've come in contact, after you come in exposure. So if you are experiencing these symptoms and have come in contact with or are in an area with an ongoing outbreak, please call a hotline and or consult a physician as soon as possible. Please clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces to limit the spread of this virus. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thanks so much, and let's get back to the matches.
All right, so opening up SmackDown this week is not Randy Orton, but the Hunter Drew McIntyre. Drew McIntyre opens up SmackDown to the WWE Universe about his next hunt. He wants the Viper. And not just the Viper, but the Universal title on his shoulder. He says, the Viper says he wants to class up this jungle. Well, I like the jungle. It's where the Hunter does his very best work. And Randy Orton, you're next on my list of prey. Then, suddenly, the lights in the arena go out, and a message appears on the Titantron, written in red letters. Drew, it is not wise to look to your next hunt without finishing what you started.
Ooh.
And the lights come back on. Drew looks very confused, and we cut to commercial.
You son of a bitch. Oh, my God. Oh, man. Don't finish what you started. In red letters, that has to be significant. I'm trying to think about who.
Well, you can think about that while I tell you about match number one.
I have so many things I have to think about right now.
Match number one, Nikki Cross versus Mandy Rose in a Money in the Bank qualifying match, with Mandy Rose picking up the victory and going on to the Money in the Bank ladder match coming up.
Nice. What, you said Mandy Rose, you said?
Mandy Rose is our winner, yes.
Nice. Very nice. Getting a win back after last week.
Yeah, I think she needed a little bit more of a little bit of a push, so I put her in the Money in the Bank match. I think it'll be good.
Nice.
Next up, we have a segment. Samoa Joe comes to the ring, and he wants a match. He wants a challenge. He wants to dominate every single person on this roster and show them that the U.S. title isn't leaving his hands anytime soon. Hell, I'll even put the title on the line. So, Paige, send out anyone you want. I don't care. I'll take them down no matter who it is. Who makes their way to the ring? None other than Jeff Hardy makes his way down to the ring to challenge Samoa Joe for the U.S. title. Samoa Joe, which leads to our next match of Samoa Joe versus Jeff Hardy for the title. Samoa Joe wins, retains his title. Joe grabs a mic after the match and says, next time, send a real challenge and not some washed-up has-been.
Oh.
So we're getting our segment from last week and our match from last week that we had to change up because of the randomizer. We're bringing it back, bringing Jeff Hardy back.
But now it means more because there's a title line.
Yes, it means more because it's a title match, and I wanted Samoa Joe to take down Jeff Hardy because I felt like it's more significant. Because Jeff Hardy's a legend in WWE. He's the heart. He's the enigma. He is like he has had a big history in WWE. So I think Samoa Joe taking out Jeff Hardy really makes a statement. And especially defending his title against Jeff Hardy really makes a statement. And I thought it was very, it kind of needed to happen. So I brought it back for this week since it got cut last week. Mm-hmm. Yeah, next up is our video package, and it is hyping up none other than the original bro coming to SmackDown, Matt Riddle.
Yeah,
we had a Matt Riddle video package, just hyping up his debut, hyping up his main roster debut and call up, and I'm very excited for that.
You know what I just thought about, not to like give you more ammunition to destroy me. Okay. I'm really struggling over here to think of some sort of thing. I had an idea, but it messes up future booking, so I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do over here. But scrap the broser weights. Just give me Matt Riddle and Samoa Joe as a tag team.
Whew. That's fun.
The hand signs, the fucking...
Oh, yeah. Okay, I like that. What were they? Samoa Bros!
Samoa Bros! Yes, bro. Yes.
Speaking of the broserweights, next up, we have another Money in the Bank qualifying match between Pete Dunne and Shelton Benjamin, with Pete Dunne taking home the victory.
Oh.
So Pete Dunne is in the Money in the Bank match at the pay-per-view.
So what is it? It's Daniel Bryan, Pete Dunne, and Andrade.
Yeah. Next up, we have a segment in GM Page's office, and it's the Iconics telling Page they want a shot at those women's tag team championships that is held by Banks and Bayley. Now that they're on SmackDown, SmackDown.
You said Banks and Bayley? I don't know who's
Banks. Oh, I'm sorry. They want a shot at those titles held by the Boss and the Thug.
I love it. Yes, of course. The Boss and the
yes,
Thug.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
They want a shot at Sasha Banks and Bayley's titles. Now that the titles are on SmackDown, they see them and they want their opportunity. But who interferes but the Empresses of the Night, who also want a shot at their titles back? They begin arguing over who should be the number one contender and who it should be and who really wants those titles more. And Paige says, enough! If you both want a shot at the titles, then we'll settle it in the ring. Number one contenders match tonight between you two. Good luck. And Paige sends them out of her office, which becomes our main event, Empresses of the Night versus the Iconics.
Whoa.
For number one contendership.
Whoa. Women's SmackDown Women's Champion, Asuka and Ember Moon teaming up yet again.
Mm-hmm. But before our main event, we still have a match and a segment. And our next match is Mustafa Ali versus Drew Gulak.
Oh, I like that.
I liked it too, but unfortunately this one ends in a draw when One Nation storms the ring with a steel chair that says that has Ali spray painted on it. One Nation takes out both competitors and then proceed to beat Mustafa Ali down with the chair, and they grab a microphone, which leads to our next segment of One Nation in the ring saying, "Mustafa, Mustafa, Mustafa, you pissed off the wrong two people. You should have stayed with us. We see clearly now. You took us to rock bottom, and now that we have felt that, we're going to rise up and come back stronger than ever, especially now that we have a common enemy. This isn't the end, Mustafa. When we run this show, when One Nation becomes the talk of the WWE, you'll wish you hadn't stabbed us in the back and became one of them."
Oh.
And One Nation leaves Mustafa in a heap in the ring.
Wow. Wow. I like it.
And next up is none other than our main event, the Iconics versus the Empresses of the Night for the number one contendership, mm-hmm, for the Women's Tag Team Championships, mm-hmm, in which the Iconics come out victorious after a rare miscommunication between Moon and Asuka, which resulted in Asuka hitting Moon with a brutal kick to the head. And that leads to Moon getting pinned by both of the Iconics, who stack on top of each other and make sure Moon stays down for that 1-2-3.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. I like it. I like it.
It's like one of those spots where Moon's holding one of the Iconics, and then she gets kicked in the head, and then both of the Iconics take out Asuka and pin Ember Moon.
I like it. I like that idea. Wow. Okay. Good. Good on them. Good on them. A good solid victory. And this is presumably happening. Title match is happening at Money in the Bank, right?
Yes.
Is that confirmed?
I think it's confirmed. If we have space for it on the card, then absolutely.
Yeah, I think you got plenty of space, my dude. You got plenty of real estate, as it were.
Iconics versus the Boss and the Thug, Sasha Banks and Bayley, for the SmackDown Women's Championships at Money in the Bank.
I like it.
And that is SmackDown. That is my episode of SmackDown Live. Ryan, what do you think?
It's good. I like it. I love One Nation. I love the McIntyre going after what's his name, Randy Orton. But then a tease from someone from his past,
mm-hmm.
which I like a lot. I love the main event. Yeah, I like it. I like some matches here. And yeah, now we got what was it? The women's match at Money in the Bank is Mandy Rose, Becky Lynch, Nia Jax, Carmella, and Shayna Baszler. And the men's match so far is Daniel Bryan, Andrade, and Pete Dunne.
Yeah.
I like it. Building a nice card here. Building a nice Money in the Bank ladder match card.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. I think our Money in the Bank is going to be great.
Yes, I'm excited. What I have written down, I basically have all the matches written down so far.
Mm-hmm.
I think for my half of the card. Can I announce any of them yet?
Why not?
Not yet.
Maybe not.
I can't announce them yet.
That's fair.
It's like, not yet. I can only announce half of what we have for men's and women's ladder matches. But yeah, no, yeah, great card. I like it. Mikey, I like it a lot. I think you did a good job. No, I mean, to be fair, not as good as my card, but
I mean, of course, you got to put yourself over first.
Yeah.
That's what matters.
No, yeah. He's a great competitor. I love what he does in the ring, but he knows at the end of the day that I'm better than him. yeah. Speaking of, I got no transition. So I wrote down an idea.
Yeah, Ryan, you have a randomizer to deal with.
Is it a cop out? Maybe.
What do we got?
So Viking Raiders versus B Team. Of course, disciples watch the match in the backstage area. Viking Raiders win the match. After the match, R-Truth comes out and pins Bo Dallas to win the 24/7 championship.
There it is.
Yeah, baby.
I almost forgot about the 24/7 title, but hey, it's back in the hands of R-Truth, and I'll count that as a title match.
Yes, yes. Yes, you can count that as a title match. I guess now that we can say this, Mikey, you and I can just use the 24/7 championship, and by that, it's now we can just use each other's roster members.
Yeah.
So now it's like, because R-Truth is the 24/7 champion, you can just use R-Truth if you want.
Incredible.
for your show next week. I guess technically.
Incredible. I can't wait.
Yeah. So R-Truth, is that a cop-out to do a 24/7 title match? Maybe. But hey, I got it in there. I was thinking about doing Styles, Aleister Black, and John Morrison in a triple threat IC title match.
Okay.
But I really want Aleister Black to win his match for reasons. But then I was like, well, why don't I just do AJ Styles versus John Morrison? It's like, well, I want to introduce Aleister Black. Wait, hold on. Can I do that? Actually, I can probably do that. Yes. No. No.
Ryan contemplating his card live on air.
Yes, no. I need to have Aleister Black versus AJ Styles. For reasons.
Okay.
For reasons.
That's fair. That's fair.
I'm sculpting. I'm sculpting while the sculpture's melting. Does that make sense?
You don't have to explain your decisions. They'll come up in the coming weeks.
My decisions will make sense 2 weeks from now. assuming my card doesn't explode in chaos.
Ooh, I'm sure you'll be fine.
Oh my god, I'm terrifying. 2 weeks. Okay, can I be honest, Mikey?
What?
Keith Lee losing really screwed me up last week.
Yeah, that was rough.
You have no idea how.
I guess I don't know how much it screwed you up. It seemed fine to me, but like, I guess I don't know what you had
it's
in
fine.
Mind for the future.
It's fine, and I thought of a way to work around it. But realistically speaking, I was just sort of like, yeah, they actually kind of screwed up a lot of what I was going to do. And I had to rewrite a lot of rethink about a lot of what Roman Reigns was sort of doing, this path mm-hmm. of Roman Reigns. But you know, I fixed it. I got us there. And you know, movie. You'll find out, I guess, what it is really next week. We find out next week. Yes, you'll find out next week how I fixed it. I have tentacles and seeds and things all planted out. That's all on the peripheral. That it's all out in the background. But we'll know that next week. So if you're a new listener, subscribe to the podcast. Why don't you? You can listen to what's happening next week and the week after that, because it's vitally important for you to keep up with our show before we get to pay-per-view Money in the Bank, baby.
Oh yeah, I'm so excited. This is going to be our first pay-per-view that we book. That's a dual-branded pay-per-view that we have full control over.
Yes, full control of our dual-branded pay-per-view. When is that pay-per-view match, that pay-per-view card? That is on, let's see. Is that the 10th of May? Let me double-check. Yes, the 10th of May. May 10th, baby. That is when Money in the Bank will be happening in our show, and I think also real life. But yeah, we're no corporate ladders here, baby. Only normal ladders. Yeah. So subscribe to the show. You'll get that. You'll get all this stuff down by the wayside. But yeah, follow us on Twitter. Now is your vote, people. Now is your chance, people. You can now go to Twitter. I did not do it last week. I should probably do it. Yeah, I should probably do it. I'll go to Twitter at Hit the Books Pod, and there will be a poll present. I'm doing a lot of puh sounds. There is a poll present on our Twitter right now that basically says, hey, you can vote in this, and you can decide who did you think was a better card. Was it Raw? Oh, my God. Ryan's Raw card, main event being Styles versus Aleister Black, or was it Mikey's SmackDown card? Main event being, of course, Empresses of the Night versus Iconics. Which was a better card in your view? You can vote on our Twitter at HitTheBooksPod. And again, the winner will have the power of the randomizer next week. You know, like this week where Mikey had the power. So that's the show, basically, everybody. I sort of lost my thunder a little bit there. Mikey. Whew, any closing thoughts or statements?
I love both of our cards this week. I think they both turned out really well. I absolutely cannot wait to see what the fans vote and see who did it better and see who gets the randomizer punishment next week. And I'm very excited for a lot of storylines that I have in the works.
Yes. When you start getting into booking mode, you start unraveling the thread of ideas, and you're like, "Oh no!"
Especially this show opener. I'm extremely excited to what this is leading to.
Oh, are you already writing next week?
I already know what the idea is, like nice. What the ultimate outcome is going to be of this match.
You got to write that down
of this segment.
You got to write that down before you forget.
No, I don't need to write it down. I know what it is, and I'm not going to forget.
Fair enough. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening to this week's episode of Hit the Books. Again, vote in that poll on our Twitter page at Hit the Books Pod. You can vote on who you thought had a better card this week. And, of course, the winner will have the power of the randomizer next week. All thanks to you. So, again, thank you, everybody, for listening. Until next time, we've got two words for you. Book it. This has been a Count Out Podcast. This has been a Count Out Podcast. This has been a Count Out Podcast.